The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted.
Wednesday, and this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. Thank you guys for tuning in once again this week. My name is Shannon Young, of course, Mr. 100, with me back after being off last week, and we did miss him dearly. Our good friend, the five-star man, Asa Gray.
Yes.
And, yeah, we miss you. The show was fine. Like, don't get me wrong, it was a fine show, but I think we all agree that when one of us is gone, it's not the
same.
It
throws off everything.
It throws off everything, and including Ali Abair.
Hi.
Who is making ghost
coasters?
Yeah, they're
coasters. Is it a ghoster?
Go. Wow.
Going home. You're doing another show without me.
And the big D, Dalton Anthony.
I'm going to leave too after that one.
I want to personally thank Alethea Abair for my Leonardo. She got me the SH Figure Arts Leonardo today. And as everyone knows, Leonardo is my favorite Ninja Turtle. He is the best Ninja Turtle. I think that's pretty much well accepted by all of humanity. Close second is Donatello.
That nerd?
Followed by Raphael, and then very, very last is Michelangelo.
The views and opinions of Shannon Young do not represent Podzilla 1985.
Why is the computer one unscripted? Number two?
Because he's got the
score. He's the best. Yeah, no, why is he number two? He should be number one.
Oh, he mispronounced, or he missaid four.
Do you even know who the Ninja Turtles are? Like, they're more than just the Megan Fox movie.
If you put them all in the red bandanas, he couldn't tell the difference.
He wouldn't.
No. All turtles look alike.
He actually is confused now because he's just like, why would you just put them all in one color bandana?
He thought Megan Fox was an actual fox in the movie, that she was also mutated.
I'm not Billy. Wolfert.
Well, it's... you know what? No, tangent. Give me 30 seconds. Out of the Shadows, I thought, was a pretty good Ninja Turtle movie.
We've said this so many times before.
It hits.
It needs to be said again.
It was good.
It was a good 90s. Like, if you were a fan of the 90s animated show, you will like Out of the Shadows, except for the turtles themselves. They look gross. They look terrible.
The designs weren't great, but that was a fun Turtles movie, except it was just everything was too rushed. Like, if they had spread out that movie between the first movie and the second movie, it would have been fantastic.
100%.
Hey, you know who was also in that movie, though?
Who's that?
Stephen Amell.
Who did he play?
He was Casey Jones, but he also has wrestled matches.
He has.
Wrestling.
Oh, is that what?
Sheamus is in the movie.
Who?
Sheamus.
Who?
Sheamus.
Malcolm in the Middle, the
Irish Catholic.
Stevie, his dad, is in it, too. Not Stevie, Stevie's dad.
Uncle Ruckus.
That is Uncle Ruckus.
It is Uncle Ruckus.
Cool.
Yeah,
he's so happy.
When
right
I
now.
Heard Sheamus
that's
and
neat.
When I heard Sheamus and him were Bebop and Rocksteady, I was like, "That's an interesting pair."
That makes no sense.
That is an interesting one.
But
hey,
I'm here for it.
Let's talk about professional wrestling.
Yes.
Also, they messed up Karai. That was the only thing I didn't like. Karai was so like
I do not even remember her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. She was in it.
That's a bummer.
All right, wrestling. Anthem Media has purchased AXS TV. It's
you
Access.
Also messed up purchased, but yeah.
What did I say?
Purchased.
Purchased. Oh, wise boys.
Oh, purchased Access Media, huh? Access TV purchased by Anthem Media. Anthem Media is the
parent company to Impact Wrestling.
Right. So
we talked about the story a couple weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago. I'm not sure. Of that was the rumor of they were in negotiations. Impact Anthem and Access were in negotiations to get Impact back on Axis.
Right.
Because it used to be there.
Because and right then, now, can you tell me where Impact is other than Twitch?
Twitch.tv/Impact Wrestling. I think. I don't even know if that's the
you're close enough.
But no. It's one of those it's a channel that it shouldn't be on.
Right.
But yeah, so they sold Mark Cuban sold his majority stake of the like it's a weird thing, but Mark Cuban's involved. Steve Harvey's involved. Like, he bought part of it, too.
Steve Harvey, player.
He don't want to host the show no more.
He don't want a lot of things that...
What I hate about the Steve Harvey family feud, and I think you've mentioned it before, is that they set it up with a question that is clearly begging for a sexual answer. Mm-hmm. And whenever they give it, he gets the big eyes like, I can't believe you
I
just said that.
What's one thing you don't want to find when you... Oh, is it break into a home?
Naked grandma.
There it is.
Name something of your husband's you like to squeeze. Are you kidding me? Get the hell out of here.
His anyway. Beard, you know who sicko?
I miss? I miss the guy from Home Improvement.
The
Al.
Not what Riker. Was his, what not was his Riker. Name?
Not Riker. Richard something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Allie? You watched Home Improvement. You had a crush on that
JTG
that
Wilson?
Boy.
I don't remember Although his name either. She's too Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
And she's too young for that, I'm pretty sure.
We have a couple listeners who probably bought Coke off of Tim Allen at some point.
Zane Laney looking at you.
I want to personally thank Impact. Because if Impact had never been moved to Destination America, I never would have found out about Mountain Monsters. So that is a treat for me.
Oh, I want to blame Impact.
Allie will now never watch another thing of Impact again.
If the scientist doesn't carry around a gun, is it really a scientist?
Well, the great thing about Mountain Monsters is this show's already terrible. The best, the worst thing about Mountain Monsters is whoever decides to film it, like, they need to just turn around. Because then you could actually see the thing that they're reacting to.
The
and
monster
I can't
that's
put the air
clearly
quotes.
There.
Yeah, I can't put the air quotes any harder. Oh. We're on 12 seasons of Finding Bigfoot. Every episode is like, not yet.
Asa just ripped a hole in space and time. He quoted so hard. So
I'm legitimately mad now. Like, so on the pre-show, patreon.com/podzilla1985 for $1, you can get the pre-show for all the pre-shows. This one, we're talking about, like, this terrible TV show I watched on the Travel Channel in the hotel room in Memphis. And, like, they were airing ads for Mountain Monsters, I'm pretty sure, or something exactly like it, where it's just like, hey, here's a bunch of hillbillies with giant beards and shotguns, but we're not going to take
ghosts.
The camera off of them other than, like, super shaky, like, look, there it is in the trees. Like, you know, that's
hey, you know
even
who
a
else
tree,
had a show on the Travel Channel looking for ghosts?
Everyone.
Chris Jericho.
Everyone. Did you see the I didn't put this on the thing on the actual news, but did you see the little teaser for CM Punk's movie, The Girl on the Third Floor?
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen the teaser for it yet.
Apparently he's in a horror movie.
Yeah, I've heard it's good. Heard it's good.
Really?
Yeah. Horror and wrestling go together pretty well. Mm-hmm. I mean, stay tuned for October. We'll do something fun with it.
Yeah.
But let's get back to the topic at hand. Anthem Media purchasing Access TV. That's pretty big.
That's what
we were talking about originally.
We got there.
Before Huckleberry came in.
Oh, my God.
You feel better?
No.
Welcome back.
No, I feel substantially worse.
You didn't miss us at all last week, did you?
He did.
No,
he
did.
He just didn't miss this. He missed us. He
had a stress headache.
You're welcome.
Anyway, no, good for them. If it gets Anthem back on a channel that some people have heard of.
Impact on a channel.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, honestly, like, I kind of hope this does it. Like, I hope they don't change their Twitch thing.
Yeah,
because
that's
I love
good
that.
For them. Yeah.
Because, one, it's that's how I can go and watch Twitch. Like, I can watch Impact is through Twitch.
And I always forget that. Every time you mention, oh, I watched, like, Impact over the weekend, I think, oh, what channel is that on? And then you say it's on Twitch, and I go, it is on Twitch.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why don't I watch it? Because I need more wrestling in my life, and I really do want to watch more wrestling. I've almost thought about resubscribing to the network because I want to watch old stuff. Like, yeah. I want to watch old WCW. I've been on such a Nitro kick lately.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to watch that era of wrestling and, like, the Attitude Era and stuff like that. Not that I think it's better than today, but I want to watch it.
You want to go back and revisit it.
I'm in a very early Shannon mood. Like, we just started playing Warcraft Classic again. So, yeah, cool.
Yeah,
good
but
for
so this is cool. It'll be interesting to see. Like, the terms of the sale weren't announced, and it's not like they immediately said, "Oh, by the so we bought it." Also, Impact now on, like, there's nothing like that's been announced yet.
Right.
So once those details come through, we'll talk about it more,
and we'll get back on there.
Yep.
You got this listed down. I think I know what it is. The RevPro incident. Is this what I think it is with
yeah.
the referee?
This was over the weekend.
Where did you hear about it first? Because I heard it through Jordan Grace. She had posted it. And I don't even like her on Twitter, but it said it was recommended for me. Because I think I replied to something she said once, so automatically got like a, hey,
or
you replied to this person.
Twitter's
if Asa likes something from some random person I don't follow, I will get the notification.
Yeah, no. Like, so there's a guy, Two-Headed Giant, is a streamer. He's worked with Kind of Funny before. I genuinely thought I was following him. And I've said this about, like, Seth Rollins when it was that whole thing of, like, I see so many of their tweets because people I follow are either interacting with it or whatever. I genuinely thought I was following him.
Oh, yeah. Now that you mentioned
because
that,
the
Ego Page
yeah.
had replied to it, and I follow Ego.
Yeah. So yeah. It's the thing of, like, I hate that. I wish I could go through and turn it off because, like, I know that's annoying. Like, Dalton doesn't want to see the million, like, Kind of Funny things that I like and
no,
retweet.
No, it's actually
or,
it's nice.
It just like that's not what I want to follow the people that I'm following. I don't want to see like people that I'm not following's content. Anyway,
there was an incident.
I don't remember. Someone retweeted the referee's statement, and then I read that because I had no idea it had gone on because this was when I was in DC.
Yeah.
So, well, Virginia. But
well, tell us about the incident itself.
So the incident itself is so there was a Rev Pro put on a show, and the referee.
And this is in the UK, right?
Yeah, this is over in the UK. The referee messed up. The referee did not mess up. The referee did what referees are trained to do,
right?
Which is count if the three. Shoulders are down for three, you count the three.
Because, and to be fair, otherwise you have those incidents you see all the time where the referee stops and looks around confused. Yeah. Yeah.
So the referee counted three 5 minutes before the planned finish of the match. One of the things that I don't necessarily think is important to the story, but I think it's interesting enough to mention. So he cut 5 minutes from one match on a show that went more than 45 minutes over.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Time management.
So he counted the three when he wasn't supposed to. And this tag team that had then lost the match, or I don't even remember who.
The correct team won.
Okay. So, well, there you go. So the correct team won. So then one of the guys in the tag team, like.
On the losing team, right?
No. Did they lose? I thought they were the champions.
I thought it was the guy that got pinned and got pissed.
The guy that was pinned got.
So he was supposed to lose? I didn't keep up with it that much because
I don't know. I can't say.
The details are less important than what happened. Yeah, I didn't care about the details
because fuck these guys.
Yeah.
The first guy, I guess less, and like the company is kind of sided with him a little bit of to play along with like, oh, you know, this wasn't supposed to happen. What's going on? He picked up the referee and slammed him. He did like a basic scoop slam to him.
Yeah.
Tried to protect him, but if he's not trained, if the referee's not trained to bump or anything, like
that could still be dangerous.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
What happened next, though, was the other guy dragged him from the ring and started to pummel him with legit punches and kicks and forearm hits and like legitimately hurt him, like injured his neck and his shoulder to
put him out
of
reffing.
Like he didn't want to say he retired, but he's indefinitely done reffing.
Yeah.
Because he counted the three.
Yeah.
Like, so, and and then it goes back and forth between like the promotion saying that they've cut ties with that Josh Bodum dude or whatever his name is.
Hopefully no one will ever know his name again.
And then he's saying,
no, they should remember his name.
Yeah. So they know not to book him.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Then he said like, he posted a screenshot of a message of like, hey, of Rev Pro, the owner of like, hey, the referee's causing a scene, but don't worry, we've got your back. And then he said that he was retiring from professional wrestling. I don't know the dude. I'd never heard the name before, but apparently, like, judging from, because I went, as the story grew, like, I saw him, I saw the statement, and then, like, a bunch of people started to tweet about it. And apparently this dude, like, has been blackballed from, like, every other company in the UK because he's such a prick. He cost himself a tour with AJPW, All Japan Pro Wrestling, because of his attitude. And so, like, this was the Rev Pro was the only place that was booking him.
Yeah.
And so now he's probably done, which he's saying he's retiring, but it's easy to retire when you can't get hired anywhere.
What irritates me about it, and the only reason I never usually reply to people on Twitter just because I don't use Twitter much. Mm-hmm. I suck at Twitter. I put that on there the other day, and I mean it. But I saw Ego Page had posted it and Jordan Grace had posted it, and somebody replied to both of them. And I don't remember exactly what it was. I'm paraphrasing, but it was basically, it's why are you guys getting so upset? It's performance art.
Being shitty about their stance on pro wrestling.
He said no one gets hurt in performance art and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I replied to that guy, and I was like, are you kidding me? If an actor beats the shit out of another actor in a scene for real, he's going to be arrested. Like, this is ridiculous. Just because it's wrestling, like, you don't take those kind of liberties with
it. It's also super important to know that this guy didn't get arrested.
Yeah. Nothing happened to him other than being blacklisted.
No, like, he's taking a social media hit right now, but it's not like the ref that got injured.
Right, this was assault.
And I think that guy that you responded to, I feel like he wasn't trying to say, like, oh, this isn't a big deal. I think he was being shitty to Ethan Page and Jordan Grace because they are... There's been a debate raging on wrestling Twitter for the last, like, 2 months about... what is pro wrestling? So, like, even Ethan Page now, or he might have changed it back, but it's like Ethan Page as portrayed by
Julian,
like in his real name.
No,
because
it's still that.
And then, like, Jordan Grace, you know, it's Trisha Parker, like, it's her real name. So, it's they believe that no, like, wrestling is a performance art. Like, we are going out there, we are athletes, but that's what wrestling is now. It's no longer, you know, necessarily a.
Which I agree.
Which, I mean, it. I agree with to an extent, but like I don't know, it's weird. That's another discussion. That's a discussion for another time. But
it is.
So I think he was being crappy to them based on
which is
just because, how the because, way they've been recently.
Because this all spun out of a whole JC thing. Who you know because he hates everything. That's not exactly how he wants it to be.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I just think it's so ridiculous. Like even if that's true, like to take a pot shot in a situation like this where you have a guy who was legitimately assaulted. Dalton, you've been in the ring many, many times. Obviously, if something like this happened on your watch,
dude, it's happened in matches. There's been times where a pinfall has happened when it wasn't supposed to be, and one like people get mad. There were people mad about it when it happened. Like, and I would never say names, not throw people under the bus, but like that person didn't then go assault the ref.
Right. Because that is assault.
I didn't then go assault the ref. I've been, and like, likewise, like the ref could have done this, but it's not the ref's job to do this. I have been pinned before. I have been in the middle of pinning, and the ref in the middle said, is this the finish?
Right.
And then like, we both of me and the person I was wrestling said no, and then I kicked out and we kept going. But, like, there is literally no excuse for it. If someone didn't lift their shoulder up, that's on them. Like, yes, we all get a good chuckle out of the Cody Rhodes story of that ref tried on me.
Yeah.
But that's hilarious.
You can say the F word.
No, because Asa said he wasn't going to do
it. He already
dropped it twice.
Oh, yeah. He did?
Yeah. Yeah, I got mad about this.
But, like, there's literally, like, Ted DiBiase didn't know kill that guy.
Right.
There's literally, like, there's no reason for this. This is a man that, firsthand, it goes back to that whole sexy star thing. Hitting somebody that's not defending themselves because of the sake of the story is not, you're not
tough.
Putting, you're not slapping on an arm bar, like an legit arm bar on someone who is literally giving you their arm.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't make you a badass.
That ref could have defended himself, mm-hmm. but he slammed and he probably sold and he was like, okay, this is like, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
And then asshole takes him out of the ring and starts beating him.
Yeah.
Like, that's a...
And I'm
glad but there's also like potentially he couldn't have defended himself if he's legitimately getting knocked around. Like,
well, yeah, but I'm saying like the body slam. Like, if he got a hurt in the body slam, like, all right, that's messed up, and mm-hmm. the guy shouldn't have done it.
Yeah,
Which
he has since apologized.
Yeah, that guy has. And like, I don't know, ref to ref, it varies. Like, I am at many a show where not Missouri because we have the license, so it goes without, or like the licensing stuff, so it goes without saying, don't bump the ref.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there has been a show gone by. I've wrestled in Arkansas, Indiana, and in Illinois. And almost every show starts the same way. Like, we have the talk with the owner, and he says, don't bump the ref. Or this person is bumping the ref, that is the only person.
Yeah.
Like, that is a very serious thing that gets brought up in almost mm-hmm. every show I've ever been at, is don't bump the ref. We only have one, or they're saving a ref bump for the last match. Yeah. So just do it. You can't bump them before then.
But this isn't even a ref bump. Like, it would have been
if it was just a bump. Like,
yeah.
This is just the protocol that I am used
mostly
to.
Mostly. And, but I think the point that you're making too, is also like a lot of referees don't have the training.
Right.
They don't know how to properly bump. They don't know how to properly protect themselves in those situations.
Lane right now. Like, well, not Lane right now, but even Lane a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Before all the medical issues. Like, I think he could bump, but it's not like, well, we saw him take a move and he didn't bump.
Yeah.
Right.
He like staggered down. Like, Lane might not have that ability to.
Yeah.
Like, Kelly may not have that ability to bump. So putting him in a move, like, yes, you can punch him and they can stagger down.
Right.
That's one thing. Dude.
I love Kelly's workaround of that. Of like,
hit the ropes, stumble down.
Yep.
Yeah. Like,
miss Kelly. I miss Lane.
Because, like, even you, like, you've told me you can't bump on contact, Shannon. Like, you've
The first match we did, I especially couldn't.
Yeah.
And that's why I hit the ropes and I fell down.
Yeah,
now, with the Damone match, I'm proud to say I did. And I'm getting better about it. But yeah,
like,
I get what you're
saying. A ref who, it's not their job to do that.
Right.
Now,
right.
Some places you have trainees that are refs and, like, yeah, bump them. That's
fine. Or even,
fine.
Like, there's a lot.
As long as it's planned, bump them.
Yeah.
But, like, if it's a referee, like Lane Austin and Kelly mm-hmm. and Billy wrestles in Mississippi, I think. But, like, if you have an actual referee that's all they do,
mm-hmm.
don't bump them. Like, that's ignorant. Unless it's called for, if the owner says it and all that, and like, don't.
They're aware it's going to happen because you then also do have you load up a car full of guys. Like, okay, well, we don't have a spot for a wrestler, but if you want a referee,
yeah.
Or you're Scott Steiner, and they tell you don't bump the ref, and then you try anyway.
Yeah, but like, it's one of those things where it's just like, dude, like, don't be an, like, you're being an asshole for no, like, okay, yeah. the match got messed up.
But even beyond but, that, but like, don't assault a human being.
Yeah, there's a difference between don't be an asshole and don't actually physically assault somebody. I'm glad you mentioned the Cody thing, because imagine if Cody or Ted DiBiase or whoever had grabbed the referee and literally started laying in legitimate shots and beat the shit out of him in front of everybody. You know where they would be? In
Fired.
The unemployment
yeah.
line and probably press charges.
Because, like, the last time a wrestler.
It's this indie bullshit. It's indie bullshit is what it is.
Yeah, it's people that have a bigger ego than what they should.
Right. Then there's no checks mm-hmm. and balances.
And, like, the last time a WWE wrestler got into a referee's face was Chris Jericho in that Neville match.
Mm-hmm.
And it never escalated past, I think they pushed each other.
Right.
And that was it. And then Jericho had to apologize for it.
And then yeah. it made a great story.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's like, no, he's actually, like, because he's like, because Charles Robinson didn't realize that Neville had broken his ankle.
Right.
Jericho was trying to, like,
in
buy him some time and, like, end the match and...
But that's but that's different than if Jericho would have then grabbed Robinson and like
and started beating
started
the hell out of
him.
Because that's what
like,
this guy did.
Because again, this it's worth mentioning. This wasn't just like he started throwing worked punches. No,
he was
legitimately was like attacking this guy.
Yeah, he was the dude turtled up. He turtled up mm-hmm. and was just like
which is all you can do at that.
Yeah, he
point.
Could do nothing but take the offense
because the dude was way bigger than him. Like
there's absolutely no reason. Mm-hmm. And I know we have kind of we've given some people a pass on taking liberties during matches. If they're a little rough,
well,
there's a difference between being a little rough with someone you know versus legitimately
attacking. There's a distinct
difference
between between someone working a little stiff and legitimately attacking.
Well,
someone.
What I mean by that is like if someone screws up in the ring, I've never understood this. Dalton's been on the receiving end of it before.
Every wrestler's been on the receiving end. I have given the other end of it,
but I don't get it. I don't get you plan something out. Someone screws up. I'm gonna fucking hit him for real. What stupid fucking mentality is that? Because that's fucking stupid is what it is.
Nah.
Any other job, if you screwed something up and I hit you for it, that's fucking stupid.
Well, yes, but like now we're having a different argument.
In this case, he screwed up and the guy said, fuck that guy. I'm going to knock the shit out of him for real because I'm pissed.
But here's the big difference between what you're saying with me and like that situation is I am a wrestler and that's a referee. Like if I mess up and I get hit for it, I know that going in.
Yeah, but you're trained to put on a performance. You're not trained to get in there and fight for real. No one is.
It's like the Rip Rogers thing now. Of used to, it was don't hit the guy, but make it look real. Now it's legit hit the guy and make it look like it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
Like that's this strong style thing.
Love it.
But
what I'm saying is what I was saying is like, as a wrestler, though, I know it's a thing. Like I know if I get in the ring with somebody and I mess up, that's going to happen. Referees aren't wrestlers.
And they don't have a chance to give it back. Because if Dalton screws something up, if Dalton is in a match with Austin Lane.
Yeah.
And Dalton screws something up and Austin is the type of person, not saying that he is or isn't. If he was the type of person who, hey, you messed that up. I need to check you to make sure like, hey, you know, like this is your reminder. Because it isn't like a punishment. It's not like, oh, free pass to hit him.
Well,
it's supposed
to. Most people, I mean, for.
Most of.
It does happen.
I've never gotten tagged unjustifiably.
But there's also like, you know, you can qualify every little single thing and there's going to be an example to match it.
Right.
But the difference is like, so if Austin tags Dalton and Dalton then has the opportunity to tag him back. And then you can just kind of like, and then that's just going to be maybe the style of match that you work. A referee doesn't have that opening. Like, you know, if someone tries to, you know, oh, hey, you screwed something up. I'm going to give you your lump. There is no sense that
that ref's going to get him back.
Could get him back.
No, and to be fair.
And I think that is the only, I also agree with you, like the idea of like, ooh, you jacked up, you messed up, so now I get a free one.
I get a free shot.
I don't, I also, that has always kind of not sat well anytime like, you hear those stories. But you've heard those stories all the way back from like, as long as people talk about wrestling in the sense that it isn't a legitimate contest.
Yeah, but my thing
doesn't
with that is,
right,
I want to go out on a limb and say that even a wrestler, even if you're trained to wrestle and you get in the ring and someone like, let's say, I'm trying to think of something I screwed up in a match. So in the last match, the tag match, when I was supposed to cut Damone off and I didn't cut him off properly mm-hmm. because I got a little lost. I'm new to this. If Damone had then like put me on the ground because I messed up and legitimately started kicking me in the face or the ribs because he was pissed that I missed something, like even though I'm not trained, but I have my license and I know what I'm in for when it comes to physicality, like
that's also
not something that should ever happen.
That's also a much more extreme example.
But that's what happened to this guy. is he screwed right. up. He
no one is defending this guy.
Up.
No one right. is defending this guy.
The Bone
like,
guy.
No, yeah. No, no. And like, I feel like, and honestly, like, if Damone had done something like that, there's a solid chance that, like.
Which he never would, by the way.
No, yeah.
Damone Salavino is a darling.
Yeah, like, and like, Austin's
happen,
the same.
If
yeah.
that were to happen at CCW, if someone.
There would have been, there'd be an issue.
Yeah, there not, like, that match would probably be called immediately. And also, that person would have a rough time in the locker room. And they would very much not be back in CCW.
Which should happen.
Which is what should happen. Because you're going from, you know, like a, hey, this is going to be a little bit stiffer of a strike that you know is coming, and to full on like, no, you're just assaulting someone like Perry Saturn when he was super concussed and just started.
Yeah, because like slips happen. Like, go talk to Garrett.
I mean,
any time I've been in the ring with him, I have slipped.
But there are too many times in wrestling you hear about where a wrestler, and it's usually indie. It's usually indie. And I'm not saying that's because they're not as good or professional. It's just there's less.
It's more Wild West.
It's more Wild West. Yeah. There's less rules. There's less people in charge. Too many times you hear about wrestlers getting legitimately, like, physically assaulting other wrestlers. And it's usually guys who are experienced going up against guys who are newer and taking advantage of them.
See,
and the guys who are newer don't fight back because they think, I can't fight back.
I think the majority of the, because there was not too long ago, there was that story about the dude who like wanted to be Goldberg, that legit shot on a kid, like a younger guy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think I remember that.
And like those stories are pretty usually followed by like, no, you've been doing this for like 6 years. You think you should be in a better position than you are. You're just mad, so you're taking it out on like a trainee.
And they're usually blacklisted.
And it's usually followed by and that person was never booked again.
Yeah.
And like, so I think you also have that kind of sense of self-policing and self-governing.
But there has to be, I think there has to be, and I know this is I'm not going to make this analogy, but I think it's the culture. Like the culture of the backstage area and the locker room and the belief that that's okay. And if this guy does it, we'll just kick him out. Like, I think the culture needs to change. And the thinking needs to not be, well, I'm going to give a guy a receipt if he F's up in the ring. I'm going to tag him a good one. Like, that just shouldn't happen, period. Am I wrong on that? Am I wrong for thinking that?
I think there's varying levels of it. Because like I said, you're jumping kind of to like the absolute.
Yeah, you're going straight one
you're
go- side.
You're going 0 to 10 like real quick.
Well, that's what I mean, the 10.
But the 10 is the ones that are where people are then blacklisted.
Yeah, like a 4 or 5 is not that bad.
Because you are talking about someone messes up, they get one stiff punch, and comparing that to what this guy did. Because there are people that learn that way. Like, I messed up. Here's my reminder that I messed up. Now I need to know how to fix it. But that is also one is completely different than completely
an assault.
Overpowering someone.
But we also, I think it's important to note that one can hurt somebody.
Yes.
One kick to the face.
I mean, one pulled, like a fake wrestling punch could.
Yeah, but there's a difference between we're doing this and I messed up versus you messed up, I'm going to punch you once for real. I could actually hurt you, but oh well, that's wrestling. Like, it shouldn't be oh well, that's wrestling.
I mean, but.
Because it is a performance.
I got hurt doing a totally choreographed move.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like...
The difference is the intent.
Yeah, no one intended to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
If you got pissed at me in our match...
Okay.
And even if we're best friends, and you got pissed at me in that match, and at a point where I didn't know what was coming, I didn't know what was going on, and you punched me one good time in the face... And you could have given me a concussion. You could have broken something. Like that.
Oh, you are overselling my power much.
But he's also not intending to do that. Like that would be a like that's no one is going. No
one. Yeah, nobody's going in trying
no
to kill somebody.
Like laying
hopefully.
In trying to like. Ooh, maybe I can break his nose
no,
here.
But
like,
it's go back still. And, but it's still performance art. So like, even if you don't mean to hurt somebody, you could. So why is it okay that we just give people a pass on taking that risk?
Because honestly, that risk isn't anything. Everything involved in wrestling has that risk.
Yeah, let me reiterate.
So you can't tell someone you
I can't tell someone don't hit somebody for real.
You are telling people they can't make this risk when that risk is in everything. So you're
But
also,
again, it's the intent. It's a difference between I'm wrestling a match and something could go wrong versus I am actually hitting you for real, whether it's a receipt or whatever. Like that, I just think that should not be a thing at all.
I think that's just where we need to end it because we're like 30 minutes into the show.
And like difference of opinion, like that's what this is all about. Like I'm not, I don't discredit.
This is just we all need to agree to disagree.
Yeah, that's going to be what this is.
But I think we all agree at least
fuck
to,
this guy
to bring it full circle that
yeah,
in
yeah.
this particular
fuck
instance,
that guy yeah
and he should be brought on charges.
Yeah, if he, wants to, if he wants to press charges, if the ref decides to press yeah. charges. But I think part of the, like, him talking with the company, like, I think they've agreed not to. Maybe, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's something that we'll keep up with if something else happens from it. Mm-hmm. But the important thing to take from this is fuck that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, there we go. We're all there.
We're all there. We're all together.
Access TV, where are we at?
All right, let's keep it going. Elias is injured.
Yes, he was pulled from the semifinal match of the King of the Ring tournament against Chad Gable on SmackDown, and this is apparently due to a legitimate ankle injury. And it
that
was
he suffered
kind of,
in the ring, or that
I couldn't find any details on it other than like I think it was Meltzer. It was either Meltzer or Mike Johnson, and I feel bad that I'm blanking on who was reporting it. But it is a legitimate injury. But they aren't saying like how severe
what it is. Yeah.
I don't think it's that severe because it was apparently a very last minute decision to stop that match from happening.
So it could be a...
It could be a sprain. It could just be like...
And they're just taking the weekend off to see how
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, so it'll... Like, I feel like what we see in the coming weeks. Also, I didn't put this on there, but apparently Drew McIntyre is also dealing with a very minor injury. That's why he's been off TV the last few weeks.
I also read, and I don't know if you read this too, that the reason Shane McMahon's been off for the past couple weeks is because he had jury duty.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of funny. Because apparently somebody actually like texted their friend and said, like, I'm on jury with the greatest in the world. And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And it was Shane McMahon.
Best in the world, but yeah.
Best in the world. My bad. Not the GOAT. He's the best.
The new punk.
He's the Biddle.
The Biddle.
Yeah. Biddle.
Kurt Angle, now full-time producer for Monday Night Raw. Yep.
Good.
That's really good.
If there's somebody that can put a match together.
That's what he's been doing the last few months. He's been training kind of off and on, learning various aspects of producing and things like that. So
that'd be a good producer to have.
Yeah, so that's what I like to see is when guys retire or whatever, they are used in such a good way.
And I don't fully understand the difference between producer and agent for the backstage role, because I thought my understanding was the agent was the one who put everything, who like worked with the talent to put the matches together.
Dalton.
I'm pretty sure the producer is the one that like you have to go through. So, maybe. Like, you can... I honestly think producer and agent are kind of...
There's some overlap.
I think so.
So, like, an like, agent is an assistant manager and producer is a manager?
If not, they're both the same person. Because, like, I've heard both people and, called both. Like, where Michael Hayes is an agent, mm-hmm. but he's also a producer.
But yeah, it's...
I think it's one of those where it's just, like, Kurt Angle will have these segments that he has to... He is the producer of.
Yeah.
And he is ultimately in charge of...
What is shown on
what's
TV.
What's going on. But again, it goes back to like, man, if there's somebody you want to have being the producer of your segment, like Michael Hayes, that'd be a good mm-hmm. one. And then Kurt Angle.
I don't know why.
Only if Michael Hayes is wearing that pimp ass suit.
You know he
is. This just reminded me. Did you see Oney Lorcan's tweet about Ken Shamrock?
No.
So it's all in all caps because if
Oney.
You don't follow Oney Lorcan on Twitter, you're not doing Twitter correctly. But so it was like one time I asked Ken I was on a show with Ken Shamrock and I asked him to watch my match during the match and he said yes. During the match I look over and I see him looking at me with his arms crossed. Afterwards I went up to him and said, "So how did I do?" And he said, "I didn't see your match." It's just like
that's Oney Lorcan's Twitter.
Yeah.
Oney Lorcan's Twitter is amazing. Star Destroyer.
And the most recent
I think it's underscore Star Destroyer.
Yeah, it is. The most recent one from 16 minutes ago, only because it has Norman Smiley in it. Norman Smiley teaches me something every time I talk to him, and I still always pop huge for the Big Wiggle Baby.
The best one he's ever done was the talking about one time I was getting ready to go out for a match and Vince McMahon came up and said something to me, but I was in such an ass-kicking mode that I didn't hear what he said, so I just threw up the rock and roll hand gesture, said rock and roll, and then walked off. And I think he respects me for it.
Two things you don't have on there that I just went to 411 Mania to check one thing, and I just saw this. I just want to mention it. Apparently, and I mentioned this because I'm such a big fan, mm-hmm. Ultimo Dragon has officially joined the Dragon Gate roster.
I did see that, yeah.
Which is very, very cool. I'm a huge Ultimo Dragon mark. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God.
I didn't realize he was still wrestling.
He's up there. I mean, I think he's in his 50s now, I want to say.
He has to be.
And it also may not be a, you know, totally wrestling role, so.
He was the first guy I ever saw do the Acai Moonsault, mm-hmm. and I always loved that move, and I always wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm. He was the first one that made it popular.
Never going to happen. Also, I just saw, what was it, one last thing. It says WWE hires former Impact announcer, and I don't know who that is.
Oh, they just made two new hires.
Mackenzie Mitchell.
Mackenzie Mitchell, and there's a guy that they also just hired.
Ultimo Dragon's 52.
But I can't remember. I don't remember his name. But yeah, they hired a couple backstage interviewers and like on screen, people like that.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. She said dream come true. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, I love hearing
stuff like
that.
I saw her
like
tweet,
that.
Yeah.
Hashtag hire Huntsberger.
No, he's got to shave that beard. And I love that
beard.
Is
he going to get out of jail?
Is he in jail right now?
I mean, that orange and the goatee? Like, it's clearly evil Huntsberger is. Why is no one more concerned that it's clearly evil Kevin Huntsberger?
And Halloween right around the corner, you think we're fooled?
Yeah, no.
We know you're evil.
I didn't.
We know you're evil.
I thought he was a beacon of good.
All I'm saying is, you're tag team champions now, but if I was Heath Hatton, I'd be watching my back.
Eyes in the back of your head.
Kevin, kick him in the ding-ding.
I'm just...
All the time. Triple H, so this story's been making the rounds today, mm-hmm. and I even thought that it was official from the stuff I saw. Asa corrected me on it. Asa, please tell us what's going on.
So the headlines that you're probably seeing are 205 Live canceled forever. Cruiserweight Championship is now a NXT secondary title.
It wasn't that like boisterous
it was. They're making it sound like it is a complete and total done deal. And I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not saying that it is it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I truly believe that this will end up happening. But what was actually said versus what people are reporting is getting very sensationalized, and it's mostly what Triple H did in an interview. And he said you could potentially see 205 Live move towards the NXT, more towards the NXT banner.
Which is something
We've talked about before.
Well, I mean, even been seeing-ish.
Yeah.
Because, like, Kushida's first match was Gulak.
Yeah.
So, like, it's one of those, and, like, you see those guys flip-flop all the time, like where you see Gallagher on NXT or stuff like that.
The big news coming out of it is if there is potential that they do cancel 205 Live and kind of incorporate that into the second hour of NXT, even to the extent of having the Cruiserweight Championship be a secondary title on the NXT show proper.
So,
which I think would be a mistake.
Oh, really?
Because you already have two titles.
So you already have a secondary title in the North American Championship.
Yes.
You have the NXT title, but also like. So much of the NXT roster, and like it's part of what we complained about originally, of when you look at when 205 Live was when they established the Cruiserweight division and it was going to be totally segregated from everything else.
Yeah.
Why is the Cruiserweight roster special when you have the WWE champion at the time, AJ Styles, doing springboard 450s? Mm-hmm. You have people like Daniel Bryan and like, you know, so the thing that is supposed to make the Cruiserweight special, you're seeing across the board on television. I think it'll become even more muddied a little bit.
On NXT.
Although I'm kind of talking myself out of it now because like it makes a little bit more sense that because most of NXT's roster is 205 Live or under. Like, I mean, go back, not, you know, WrestleMania season of, okay, Gargano's going to get called up. Ciampa's going to get called up. Are they going to the main roster or are they going to 205 Live?
Yeah.
Because either of those are viable. So whereas now, like, I think it does make more sense because you have a fuller roster of people who could
interact.
You never saw like Baron Corbin just obliterate.
Thank God.
Yeah. Like, because like that was something that I was concerned about of whenever it's like, oh, we're getting raw segments of 205 Live. So maybe now that it's, instead of going after Adam Cole again, maybe Johnny Gargano starts to chase Gulak. You already have so many people that fit that weight class.
I think what I'm getting is Monday Nitro vibes when it was really, really good,
mm-hmm.
in that such a big part of Monday Nitro was the Cruiserweight title. And
the first hour.
Yeah, well, exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, with this, you could have the Cruiserweight sprinkled in the first hour. You could have the NXT guys in the main. But I think the big thing about it is that if it's under Triple H's banner and they have good writing and mm-hmm. they put all this together, this could be the best 2 hours of professional wrestling in maybe history if they do it the right way.
It is possible. And even, like, look at whenever Vince McMahon gave up control of 205 Live and that turnaround that happened so quickly. Like, 205 has been great consistently since that happened.
Right.
So I don't want that to happen though. Like, if it's going to go under NXT, I don't want it to be, okay, hour one is 205 Live, hour two is NXT. I want everyone to just be,
it's a melting pot.
Let Velveteen Dream feud with Jack Gallagher. But don't make it to where he's obliterating him because he's like, let Jack Gallagher go for the North American Championship. Let, you know, Pete Dunne feud with whoever. But then you do have the rule of, okay, if you want to go after the Cruiserweight Championship,
you have to
hit the weight limit. Yeah. You do have to meet that.
Because that's how I always saw.
Because then you could keep it distinct, but then you don't have to make it. You don't have, like, it always felt like anytime any of the Cruiserweights were on Raw, that they were second class.
Or Nitro. When the Cruiserweights were on Nitro.
Anytime the Cruiserweights interacted with anybody in the right. NWO, then yeah.
When the Cruiserweights were on TV, it felt special. When they interacted with each other. But then the moment Hogan or Nash or him got anywhere near him, you could... I mean, because...
Except for Billy Kidman.
He pinned Hogan.
Exactly.
He pinned Hulk Hogan. But I think that this could be fantastic if they play it right. And Triple H is literally the only person in WWE that I trust to make this... In a managerial role.
Yeah.
To make this happen.
And I think that's why I've kind of like changed... I didn't talk myself out of it, but... It will work well as long as it's incorporated fully.
Yeah.
You have to fully blend everything together. If it does go to where, okay, this portion of NXT is 205 Live, nope, hard pass.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Because like what you're saying, like it doesn't make it as special whenever you have the roster being what it is. Like, And I love 205 Live, but if you're going to ask me which roster has the more dynamic matches, it's NXT.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, and that's just one person talking.
Yeah.
Like 205 Live has some amazing bust ass matches, but like Gargano, Adam Cole, or Gargano, Ciampa, like consistently have been the best match every last two, three years. And all right, now you have the Cruiserweights with this. Well, like I love Tony Nese, but like this is like what they do is a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to fully integrate them because if you have it separate, it's just like, why do I care about this purple belt whenever? For one, I'm on watching NXT. I'm not watching it for Cruiserweights.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching it for NXT.
Whereas if Tony Nese gets thrown into a match with Pete Dunne or...
Yeah, where it's like, oh, well, I didn't know I wanted this match.
He starts feuding with Roderick Strong or, you know, stuff
like
that.
Yeah, it's very much... It's going to need to be a you got your peanut butter and my chocolate situation.
Yeah.
Where, like, they need to work together because if not, it's going to be a dumpster fire.
And I think it's better for them to be on a roster that's smaller because one of the big problems with WCW, again... When you have Juventud Guerrera come out there against Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, people that, they just, it looks like it doesn't belong, you know? Like, they could not book it right, obviously. But also, it almost makes the Cruiserweights look less important because of the size difference. Because,
like, and we were talking about it earlier with the wrestlers that are currently, like, on NXT. So, like, pretty much almost all of them, like, cruiser to light heavyweight for the most part. Then you have, like, Keith Lee, Dijakovic, Ono, and
Punishment Martinez is something Priest. Damian Priest.
But all of those guys that I just mentioned could work an amazing match
with
any of those cruiserweight guys to where it would still be competitive. Like Ono and Mark Andrews from UK, which Mark Andrews is a 205 guy for the most. Like, I mean, he's UK, but he's a cruiser. And they had an amazing match. When you have wrestlers like that, you can do the big versus small matches. And it's not going to be it'll be a power struggle, but it's not going to be
it's not Hogan Kidman.
Shit whipping people. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh, well, obviously they're killing him.
Yeah. Even when Kidman won, no one took it seriously.
Yeah. Whereas like if you put Jack Gallagher against Cassius Ohno, yeah, I want to see that match because I want to see how Gallagher's going to get up on him.
Right.
Something else that I don't know what you bringing up NXT UK.
It's been real good recently.
Well, you saying that reminded me that I saw a story that I meant to put on here. Apparently, for the Royal Rumble.
Oh shit! Yeah, I was wondering. I just thought about that. I was like, why is that not on there?
Because I forgot to add it.
That's big.
Pro Wrestling Sheet Ryan Satine is reporting that apparently there will not be a NXT Takeover Rumble weekend. It's going to be replaced by a Worlds Collide event.
Ooh.
Which makes sense because by January, we could kind of make, we could potentially see the 205 Live being, you know,
sucked into
NXT as well as, you know, I've complained about it before, but like an NXT UK championship match has been on a takeover card more than once.
Yeah.
So, you know, that I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing.
I think switching it up like this makes takeovers feel more special.
Makes it interesting.
Did you watch the UK takeover? You weren't on last week's show at all.
No.
Okay.
No, I missed All Out and UK. I still haven't seen either.
I think you would like the Last Man Standing match between Coffee and Mastiff, whatever. It is.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a big hoss fight.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just thought came into my head.
Very hossy. I feel bad about this one. Westwood One canceled Vince Russo's podcast.
Bro. Yeah. So he is still going to be producing a podcast, but it's going to be only on his Patreon. Bro. So if you're missing the Vince Russo podcast, he even teased that he might be bringing back Vic Venom.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you just got my money.
Or go to patreon.com/podzilla1985.
Where we have Snake Venom.
Gosh. Dang it.
The outlaw Snake Venom. Coming soon to CCW.
So wait, that should be a Patreon tier of like play Red Dead online with Shannon.
AKA Snake
Venom.
Don't just
volunteer to play with people though. We need to
if there's ever been anybody in wrestling that I don't personally hate, but I never cared for, it'd be Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara. Both of them. Like, he is so slimy. Like, I know wrestling's sleazy in general, but he's super sleazy. Like, he's not just a snake oil salesman, but he covers himself in the snake oil.
The revisionist history of Vince Russo is kind of infuriating.
His Patreon tier goes from the $5 gimmick to bro to super bro. And then the WCW.
Which Matt one's Riddle.
Matt Riddle? Yeah. Oh, Russo Raw 49. Jesus. Like, in fair... The Russo Army frontline for $100 a month.
You looked real. You got your eyes wide and was like, "Oh, is he selling bathwater?"
Bro,
somebody would buy it.
I bathe once a year.
Swear to God, bro.
So it's rare. It's a seasonal Patreon.
Seasonal. That's the best way to put it. So yeah, pray for Russo. Press F to pay respects. Mike Johnson, there's that name again
from PW Insider.
Reporting that, yeah, I used to go to PW Insider. That was my place before 401 Mania. I stopped going because of all of the ads.
See, and that's the thing that's such a bummer, is he is such a good, like, he is probably, he's top tier in wrestling journalism, but the website's so rough.
It is. It's super rough. Has been for years, and it's still the same. Mm-hmm. If I went to PW Insider right now, it would look exactly like it did 5 years ago when I stopped going. But he's reporting that the tiered WWE subscription is going to start in January 2020.
Yep.
And I forget what the tiers are exactly. Well, so they haven't really said.
They haven't. Nothing's been announced yet. Nothing. It's not even official that they're going to move to a tiered system. But he mentioned it would be, the tiered systems would include independent promotions. So you would get more Evolve. You would get ICW was one of the companies he named. Was it RevPro?
God, I hope not.
Progress.
I was gonna say, I was like, it would.
No, not RevPro.
Not RevPro.
Not that at one.
No, it's not. So ICW, Evolve. Progress.
Pretty much any of the ones you see whenever you see somebody's indies matches.
Right. But one of the names that he dropped that I was fascinated by.
CCW.
Chikara.
Dang it.
I don't want to give WWE Network money, but if they're airing, like, if I can see the King of Trios tournament on the network, like, that's insane.
I mean, I can't say anything.
I do want to give them money, but...
I feel icky
morally,
when I do.
Yeah.
Like I used when I got my credit card re-upped, so the expiration date changed, and I just used a different email, and so I was like, "Ooh, free trial."
I'm thinking of stealing credit card info to get it for free.
All you have to do is memorize it.
Yeah. I got a friend. I got a guy.
He also mentioned that apparently they are reaching out to various companies in Mexico as well.
Ooh.
To like include like some Lucha Libre stuff.
So we need to move CCW down to Mexico.
Road trip.
Call it like Chulo Championship Wrestling or something.
Jesus Christ.
Is that, please tell me that's not like an offensive term.
I don't even know anymore.
Wait, what was it? Chulo?
Chulo.
Culo's ass.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Well, ass professional wrestling is good for me. Looking it up now. In Mexican slang, Papi Chulo
refers to
Papi
someone
ass,
who is who refers to someone who is cute, hot, good looking, etc.
Oh, that was
Papi Chulo. Yeah, I remember.
So I was
that
definitely.
Guy.
According to Google, it translates directly into pimp.
Hell yeah,
Papi Chulo, pimp daddy.
That makes
more sense.
I went where it meant ass.
Did you say asshole championship wrestling?
Oh shit! And you know who it was?
Who?
It was S.A. Rios.
Yeah.
Was Papi Chulo. Son of a bitch.
That sounds
daddy.
Right.
Oh, that's great.
It all comes full circle.
Oh, that's great. All right. That's going to do it for the news section. We're going to move on to recaps. Let's talk about Impact. Or can we talk about Impact? Because you're the only one that watches it.
Did you guys skip it last week?
We said it was a show that you can watch on Twitch, I think is what we said.
We promoted it, and that was it.
Let me get my the notes pulled up here that I have.
Dalton, while he's doing that, you said that there was going to be an announcement tomorrow from Retromania.
Yes, that I have absolutely no idea what it is because it's not tomorrow yet.
Did they say, well, did they say what time, jackass?
No, they just said big announcement tomorrow. Okay.
Which Thank one's you. Retromania? I know the name.
Retro Soft Studios are the ones doing the one with BWO, Colt Cabana, Zack Sabre,
Hardcore.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
I am super. It's going to be on Switch.
Mm-hmm.
So
Asa just went full ducky. Yep.
Impact. So this was actually kind of a, like, this wasn't a great episode. I'm not going to lie. They're still doing the Ace Austin, Eddie Edwards stuff and Alicia Edwards where she like is, they just don't watch TV. Like they just are not, if she would just go back and rewatch.
I bet they're anything. Vegan too.
And I get it. Like I don't go, like I don't re-listen to the podcast, but at the same, it's just, it's dumb. They're doing dumb stuff there. Moose continued. He beat Falaba and then used the ankle lock because he's going to probably have a match with Ken Shamrock at Bound for Glory, I think, is the next show. I'm not 100% sure.
Somebody's going to ask Ken to watch their match.
And he's just going to be like, oh, I didn't see it.
I don't know why. I wanted to know how old Ken Shamrock was, and I typed in Ken Shamwork. Who's not a person. By the way, Ken Shamrock's 55.
I was about to say he's like mid-50s.
Because
Dan Severn's 62.
They aired a thing where Tennille Dashwood was confronted by Kira Hogan and Madison Rayne. So it'll be Kira Hogan and Madison Rayne next, well, this Friday. Brian Cage ended the show in what was a very odd segment. He came out, and because we talked about it not last week, but 2 weeks ago, how, you know, he's come forward about being unhappy with his championship reign. He's going to be getting stem cell treatments because of his back. He pretty much had that same, like, he gave that speech on Impact, yeah. Minus the treatment stuff. But he's like, this isn't how I imagined my championship reign going. I didn't want to have one defense and then get hurt again. So he made it sound like he is going to face Sami Callihan at Bound for Glory. But then he also proposed to, I'm blanking on her name entirely. They're married, and that's the problem. Is like they even,
I know what you're talking about.
Melissa Santos?
Yeah.
Is that her? He proposed to her, even though on a previous episode of Impact, Taya Valkyrie, I think, like called her out for being married to Brian Cage.
A renewal of the vows. My dad did it whenever things went
south. This was an engagement.
Damn.
This was a full on engagement. They're going to do a wedding. In
wrestling.
Well,
nothing bad's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it worked for Hogan and Liz.
I'm not great. And then in
Macho and Liz,
and then probably one of the most stunning, surprising moments in all of Impact history.
Oh God,
that aired closing? That aired this past Friday.
Okay,
you know, so 5 days ago, the North defeated LAX in a champion versus career match. Where if LAX lost, they had to leave Impact Wrestling. So I didn't watch All Out.
But LAX shows up at All Out 5 days before.
Didn't. All right, so if I remember correctly.
And it's just like, I love Impact.
Didn't at one point Impact do a thing where they had, was it Bobby Roode?
The Bollywood Boys were the tag team champions as they were on the Cruiserweight Classic.
Yeah. And I believe Bobby Roode came out and they're like, oh, he's showing up all over the place. He was, yeah. You know, he wrestled so-and-so for WWE just a couple days ago. And the footage was from years ago.
He made the jump.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Look who made the jump.
Look, they're doing the best with what they can, man.
Oh, that's rich.
So,
That should have been an online exclusive match.
A
day before All Out.
Yeah, it was. The timing is not in their favor there at all.
That's good. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate.
I cackled. I haven't cackled in a while. That was good. I'm happy now.
So this is,
yeah, so that was Impact.
This has nothing to do with anything, but I just want to mention this because the number I feel like is staggering. Nintendo is suing a. This just popped up on my little thing. Nintendo is suing a ROM site for copyright infringement. They're doing $150,000 for each copyright infringement and up to $2 million for each trademark infringement. The site that they're doing has over 60,000 ROMs for download.
Okay, not all of those will be Nintendo, but
No, these are Nintendo ROMs.
They have 60,000 Nintendo ROMs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. That doesn't add up. Because I don't think there's... God bless. That's got to be like 18 different systems.
Yeah. I mean, it might be. What's the website?
Every...
ROM Universe. Where they're charging people to gain faster access to the files. Which is just a no-no on all accounts.
Well, sounds like they had it coming.
There it is. That's why Emu Paradise.
They were talking about that on there. All the Nintendo. By the way, it's Emu Paradise. Emu Paradise is a different
thing. I'm going to say what
that's
I want to say.
That's a bird thing.
Hey, so what happened on Raw?
What did happen on Raw?
I don't know.
Stone Cold Steve Austin came stunned. Out.
Oh, was Stone Cold there?
Yeah.
He stunned Styles.
He did. I like it when the old guys come back and they'll never get comeuppance. That's always fun.
See, and that's the thing. Is like WWE is great at presenting moments.
Yeah.
Like, in a vacuum, Austin stunning Styles is awesome.
Yeah.
The problem is this is also, what, like a month after him and the OC got cleared out from the NWO.
Yeah.
And who were all on walkers and just, I don't.
And then we got the tease that'll never happen. Is Sean, I know where NXT's at.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's so. That
it was the
happened,
click, but yeah.
But as long as we can get click, Stone Cold over. Yeah. By the way, I'm gonna say I never want to see Stone Cold on wrestling again.
Really,
really?
Only because every time he comes back, people remember the what chant. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like it. And the closer they get to Derry, the more they remember about Pennywise. The closer Stone Cold gets to
Jesus.
A WWE ring,
are you proud of that one?
I'm pretty proud of it. The more they remember the what chants, and God,
no, that's fair.
I hate the what chants with a passion.
It is pretty terrible. So,
I
yeah.
will never forgive Stone Cold for inventing that name.
I remember somebody did that to Tyler at CCW, and he was like, 1999 called, they want their chant back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, and that's the way you kill that.
No, the Undertaker one is the best one.
What was that one? Help me.
Say what if you have sex with your sister?
What? Boo!
You know he had that one in his head for like months. He was like, oh, they're going to do
it. He was working on let him do it one time.
No, just one time. Give me one. He had one wish. The horsewomen had their tag match, Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch and Charlotte.
In which Bayley and Sasha lost, right?
Yes, because Charlotte pinned Bayley.
Yeah, cool. I think.
Good.
Which is good because it's one of the champions.
Well, and Charlotte's her opponent. So, I mean, but it's just the trend of, oh, you're a champion? Well, you're going to lose to the person who is going to face you next, and then
I was thinking more of it like, oh, you just put together this, you just turned Bayley heel and put the tag team together.
Mm-hmm.
Better lose.
Also, I mean,
you wouldn't want to get any momentum here, guys.
That is the same thing with New Day whenever they started.
Also, Baron Corbin won the triple threat match, so he's now in the final of the King of the Ring tournament.
The whole build for that Samoa Joe Ricochet thing, just to have Corbin go over.
I truly believe that there is a writer in WWE who's just an internet troll. And he's also the head of writing.
Yeah, we call him Vince.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Vince McMahon.
Yeah. And he's just like, what's going to piss him off the most? Oh, they hate Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Put every championship on him.
Yeah.
He's our Cash Borden.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. I want to see Corbin dripping in gold.
The tears of the internet wrestling fans will be delicious. We'll drown the enemies with our dead.
Rey Mysterio and Grand Metalik had their match, which was really good. The main event was the random 10-man tag because Rude and Ziggler decided to team up with the OGs. And,
OC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. The
OGs are different guys.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't use mics.
the OC and AJ Styles against Strowman Rollins, Cedric Alexander, who pinned AJ Styles. And what do you know? Now that's the United States Championship. Or no, he got disqualified, and then that's what he pinned him in the main event.
Yeah.
And then the Viking Raiders, who are now faces.
Yes.
Because the local team last week said bad things about the city they were in.
Well, yeah.
So now the
Viking Raiders are good guys now. Which,
that quick.
I mean, I'm fine with it. I would rather see, because I feel like they will work better. Because their heel turn was just as non-existent.
They just murdered people. They did the same thing. Regardless.
I never thought I'd say this.
But now people will do the war chant, hopefully.
I truly miss the Viking experience.
Really?
I don't know why. Like, you say Viking Raiders, and I go, eh. But the Viking experience.
Well, the War Raiders is fine.
War Raiders was much better.
That's the name of their war machine is the best. That's the name of their finisher.
I would have called them the Gods of War.
Yeah. Ares and Sarah.
Nope.
What's Ares backwards?
Sarah?
Yeah.
How about
I was right. Don't question
me. How about Ares and Mars?
I'd be fine with that.
Uranus. Okay.
I hate this mother.
Because it's like butt.
Just go on with the story.
So Raw.
That was it.
Yeah, in the butt, raw.
God!
Sorry.
Wow.
Is it the guys from, I believe they were on Funhouse, I think. I know they were on, they were on a lot of those videos that I used
they were
to watch.
On, the people from Funhouse split off from Machinima.
Yeah, and then they're the ones that did the Creepy Text Theater. Don't they have a podcast for wrestling called, like, Doing It Raw?
No, it's Going In Raw.
So don't make fun of us for doing raw butt jokes. Raw butt.
That's was that the spinoff of Rawhide?
If any of you listening go to Stride or CCW when Dalton wrestles, I want you to chant "Raw butt" at him.
I swear to God, if that happens,
let's get that
started. What will you
started.
Do? What will you, you do? Say something. Finish your sentence.
You will laugh.
He will try not.
That's
to laugh.
The issue.
She right.
That's the
all
issue.
You're gonna do.
Oh God, please let
but
you
like
go
Goldberg.
Against Hollis.
But like
Goldberg, please go against Hollis. You don't think I'm gonna be out there getting people to chant "Raw butt" the entire time?
But like Goldberg,
raw butt, raw butt. I'm going to break you so hard.
Your blood work still updated?
No.
Dang it. You
touch me.
And just like that, like a million votes just poured in for anyone other than Dalton. This gets back to like Jeff Odell. He's just like, nope.
Oh, raw,
he
but.
Spends an entire day just creating accounts. And then SmackDown. So
the Joker to my Batman.
SmackDown was weird because like nothing was really great on it, but this was a really focused show. Like nothing on it really shouldn't have been there, minus maybe the Undertaker appearance, because it was just Undertaker came out and he
crushed Sami Zayn.
Yeah, left. Sami Zayn comes out and is Sami Zayn, which is amazing. But like, I don't know. One of the recaps that I read kind of put it really well of Undertaker coming out and doing what Stone Cold did is weirder because Stone Cold doesn't have a character. He doesn't have to play a role, whereas Undertaker is still playing
the dead man,
the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a weirder segment. Shane McMahon named Kevin Owens the referee for his match because he replaced Elias to face Chad Gable. Gable pinned him, and then he said, no, it's a 2 out of 3 falls. And then Gable made him tap out with the ankle lock.
It's pretty cool.
Which, yeah, I like that.
I can't wait for Gable to lose to Baron Corbin.
I think he might win.
And the internet's going to go, rah, rah,
rah, rah. I mean,
I think he might win. We'll
he
fight.
Has a 50-50 chance.
We'll talk about it next week because the final is on Raw. And then after that, Shane fired Kevin Owens.
Wait, the final is on Raw?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be at Clash of Champions?
Because it's not for a championship, Shannon. There's no matches. Clash of Champions is only title matches. You can't put something as petty as the King of the Ring tournament. So also leading up to their match at Clash of Champions, Roman Reigns and Eric Rowan.
Son of a bitch.
Brawled.
He got me.
Also, Eric Rowan got his name back.
Yeah, it's Eric Rowan now.
It's Eric again.
Congrats to him.
I don't know when that happened, but
I think after last week.
Was it last week?
Yeah, because he killed Reigns and Bryan. Yeah.
Also, did you read and these are just reports about how unhappy they are with Eric Bischoff over the direction of SmackDown and how they feel like they completely botched the Roman Reigns, Bryan, Rowan storyline. They said it's pretty much beyond repair at this point.
I haven't seen it, but I also was like, I don't know if I feel like, I get that he's claiming that like he's no one's puppet, but I feel like it's not him. I feel like that's a...
That he's someone's puppet?
Yeah, that's a red herring. Not that he's someone's puppet, but I feel like, you know, it's, there's more to it. Like, not necessarily a puppet, but a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay,
like Dark Knight Rises style where Bane, he very much was not working for Talia. They were working together.
Yeah. Oh, I hated that twist.
Yeah, I know a lot of people did, but it's fine.
Let's not talk about
that. But no, I like that they're letting him talk. Like, I think he's doing well.
Yeah. Like that first one after he killed both of them
last week.
Yeah, that was good.
It was really, really
good.
But I also like the one from last night. Like it wasn't as long as it probably could have been, but he's doing a really good job. And like I've always liked Eric Rowan.
Time to bring back the creepy mask.
Bring back Harper.
That's his mask.
He just wears Harper's
like
a suit.
He wears Harper's skin.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else was there? Oh, and then Kofi and Orton. Kofi kind of repeated. He relived the...
He boom dropped him, didn't he?
Yeah, he relived the Madison Square Garden moment where he put Orton through the table. And then Orton came out, cut a promo. And then they brawled and Kofi did it again. In Madison Square Garden again.
Yay. 10 years later, right? Was it 10 years?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
That sounds right.
Take me back to 2009. That was my best year.
Yeah.
The time machine segment.
Oh, the old day.
So, by the way, Ken Murphy, whenever you go, who is the wrestler CCW's book, the mainstream wrestler that CCW's book the most, it's Hollis Jarreau. Because he was on Raw in a segment, And he's on almost every show.
No one knows what that segment was.
It was the old day.
I don't. That
we just talked about it.
That doesn't sound familiar.
Aaron Clay.
Yeah.
But Aaron Clay is not booked as much as Hollis. Hollis has been a mainstay since day one.
There's also Ace Hawkins.
But yeah, but Ace Hawkins has wrestled less for CCW than Hollis Giroux.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I know you do.
I mean,
it's
a fact, yeah.
Yeah, when you agree with fact, it's just called you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
So Clash of Champions.
Unless you're
okay, Clash of Champions. Where all
I don't know what's happening right now.
All matches take place inside of a golden belt.
Yes.
I think is what I read. I actually didn't realize that it was this Sunday until a CCW fan came in today and mentioned it. And I was like, oh, that's so early.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been,
I don't even know.
I'm trying to figure.
Because it was before school started back up. SummerSlam.
I'm trying to figure out.
Here's the bad part about it. I found out today that Clash of Champions is the same day as my anniversary with my girlfriend. So.
Well, I'll tell her that you're going to have to miss.
That could be an issue.
Tell her you're going to miss.
4-year anniversary. This isn't a.
That's a nothing.
That's
thing.
A nothing
like,
one.
Talk to me when you're at 5.
Yeah.
Because then that's a nice round number.
We'll never get there.
That's a nice round number.
You're crazy.
No, that's
she'll get over it.
Because I told Jesse, because Jesse and I are legitimately doing an old school LAN party, like sleepover. So like I will be at his apartment all weekend playing Borderlands. And I was like, well, Sunday is pay per view, so we could just play at the store. And he's like, yeah, it's also a Smash tournament day. And I was like, what? Don't those nerds know that Borderlands is happening? He's like, well, this one who is planning on skipping the tournament does.
Okay, so we're just skipping Clash then?
I mean, we're going to talk about it, but we might watch it.
I mean,
it's
fine. I have the network. It'll
be
in my place.
You'll be fine no matter what. Yeah. All right, let's talk about Clash.
I swear to God,
Champions.
If three of you guys try to log in at the same time, I get booted off my own system.
I think I'll be a little busy, if you know what I mean, on my anniversary.
Borderlands 3?
Red Dead.
Oh.
WoW Classic.
Snake Venom.
Say it.
Leatherface.
That's his friend. All right. Asa, you got the card?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Going down the Wikipedia list, singles match for WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Charlotte Flair. I actually think Bayley's going to win this.
I agree. Because if they put it on Charlotte, I'm just going to quit.
I think they're going to try to make her like full face again now that Bayley is a heel. And so like Bayley's going to cheat. Because also, this is in Charlotte's hometown, and someone pointed out on Reddit that whatever the next pay-per-view is in San Jose. Mm-hmm. So then you can have both of them lose in their hometown.
Yay!
The tag team match for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship, Seth Rollins and Braun Strowman defending against Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. I also kind of think that they're going to keep it as Seth and Strowman. Because they always do. They always split up the odd couple pairing.
After.
They always lose that first defense. So I kind of think they might stick it.
Also,
stick the championships together, especially considering the thing we didn't talk about from Raw, which was the new episode of Firefly Funhouse, where they're continuing to build that like the Fiend is going to be in the Universal Championship match at Hell in a Cell, which is the next pay per view.
See you in Hell, is what he keeps saying.
See you in Hell.
I want to say
so unsettled. Stop it.
I really want to point out legitimately that I'm really sick of the four horsewomen being in the title hunt all the time. Like, I want to see some new blood in there. Like,
I am cool with it because Sasha just came back.
Well, I mean, that's cool, but like, I really want to see people like Sonya Deville, Mandy Rose, not even Lacey Evans. Hey, Lacey Evans is fine. I don't hate her. She's okay. But I really, Fire and Desire for sure. I'd like to see Asuka back in it. Kairi Sane. I want to see some people that haven't been around in the title hunt as much. Like, I get Becky, Charlotte, and like Sasha and Bayley is a huge thing, but like, I don't know, man. I just want to see some new blood up there.
I also think they're the best, like minus like Asuka and Kairi Sane. Like, it would be those two, but I think there's a pretty solid gap.
I agree with you. I don't
between
think
them
and
I don't
then you
roster.
Also have that great tag team division where you need to have some of your top tier, like that's why Alexa's there. That's why Nikki Cross. But like that's why you have.
Do you not like Nikki Cross?
I like Nikki Cross more than most, but I don't think that she is anywhere near the four horsewoman.
You think Alexa is?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that confrontationally.
I put Alexa up there,
especially
like,
with her character work.
Yeah,
like I think that kind of
she's a better character than any of them.
Yeah,
but like if you put strictly based on working. I would give it to...
Oh, by the way, now that we mentioned Becky and all them, how the hell did we not mention that Ric Flair is suing WWE over the nickname The Man.
I thought you talked about that last week, so that's why I didn't know.
No, it happened the day after.
Oh, okay. So
that's an important... Oh, shit.
So that's on me.
Sidebar.
And I apologize.
Sidebar.
Can we get through this, and then we'll sidebar?
Let's make that the end.
We'll close out with that. Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton for the WWE Championship.
You skipped over Rollins and Strowman.
That's the main.
Oh, I did. Oh, I
yeah,
saw.
We're going down the list.
I saw their name. I saw their name
twice,
I assumed it was the tag match. Seth Rollins versus Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship.
A lot of people think Braun's going to take this.
Rollins.
I also agree.
I also think it's Rollins. Kofi Kingston versus Randy Orton. I think Kofi keeps it.
I do too, but I'm really afraid they're going to do the twist and have Orton take it. I think Orton might win.
I think if there's a time to have one of the people of the New Day turn on Kofi.
Never. And you will not speak of it again in front of me. Triple threat match for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Drew Gulak versus Lince Dorado versus Humberto Carrillo.
If they give this match enough time and let them do stuff, I can only describe this match as a little.
No, I don't like that subrating.
Gimme. WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The New Day, Big E and Xavier Woods versus The Revival.
I'm just saying The Revival's going to wig and Big E's going to be really upset at the end of the night. And he's going to kill Kofi.
I need you to understand that if this happens... I'm holding you personally responsible.
If he's right for the first time ever.
So Dalton may not be on the shows next week.
But I am a prophet.
Hey, opening for New Blood. All right.
Intercontinental Championships, Shinsuke Nakamura versus The Miz.
Miz.
That's going to be good.
Nakamura.
I know. But
it has to be Nakamura. God.
Raw Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks.
Sasha.
Becky.
Becky.
Sasha.
Becky.
Unless Bayley helps.
It's going to be those two holding both belts.
That would actually not be terrible.
That would be like the dark WrestleMania ending.
Oh, you mean a two-woman power trip? Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's why I thought of it.
Only non-championship match, Roman Reigns versus Eric Rowan, and that's an ODQ match.
Oh, so it's the championship of who's tougher.
So it's Reigns, because this is every Reigns feud. Mm-hmm. And every time I go, they'll switch it up a little bit.
It needs to
they
be
never
Rowan.
Do.
It needs to be Rowan.
It needs to be Rowan, but Roman.
Yeah. It's going to be some... It's going to be... It's going to be Rowan. Crap.
Rowan?
I was trying to just cut out the middle letter because it's Roman and Rowan, but
here's
then Rowan.
I hope they have it.
Are you stroking out?
They need to have it in letters, like those letters that you can buy at like places like Hobby Lobby and places like that. And Rowan needs to walk by, see Roman, and just turn the M into a W and walk off. Rowan, you're going over. What?
Oh, great.
Oh, cool.
WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross against Fire and Desire.
I love Fire
Mandy
and
Rose
Desire.
And Sonya Deville.
I love them so much, and mostly just because of the Mandy's Donuts. I legitimately love that channel.
And then the United States Championship, AJ Styles versus Cedric Alexander.
Good match, too.
Yeah, I think that one could be match of the night.
This card, top to bottom, looks really good.
Again, that's what WWE does. It's their pay-per-view events are always deliver.
Yeah.
It's just the build-up to them that's always kind of like... A little head scratching.
Or it's the super awesome. Man, all the matches were good, but those finishes were weird.
Yeah,
we get that.
There was a huge chunk of time, a huge stretch, where we would end a pay-per-view and we would all go, like, we love the pay-per-view, but we were so pissed off at the ending.
Like 2014 to 2016.
Yeah, and we would just sit there and go, no, F this. I'm done with it.
Yeah, no, ever since like post-WrestleMania 30, that was a very common thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, man, this Bray Wyatt John Cena feud is amazing. Why does Cena keep going over so much? And you're like, oh, I answered my own question.
And then Ric Flair suing WWE over the Man moniker for Becky Lynch, and the best take on this was the estate of Buddy Rogers is going to be watching this case very closely.
Yeah,
I don't understand how you can I get they call Ric Flair the Man, sort of. Ric Flair was never known as Ric the Man Flair.
Yeah,
for the record, all he ever did was say, to be the man you got to beat the man,
and I'm the man. All right, cool. And like
Stan the Man Usual. That predates Ric Flair by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, so does the Nature Boy Buddy Rogers, because he did call himself the Nature Boy.
Right.
Yeah.
That just reminds me of that Steiner bit where he's like, if you had money to hire the Nature Boy Ric Flair, why couldn't you hire the original Nature Boy Buddy Rogers? Now I know Buddy Rogers has been dead for many years.
Like, the only ounce of argument is that started because of the Charlotte feud.
Right.
Like
they tied it to the Flair
thing. So, like, that is the only amount of teeth. But it goes back to the whole WWE putting a cease and desist on the Bucks for the too sweet and the crotch chops. Like, in wrestling, you really can't do, like, copyright things properly.
Yeah.
Because it's all stolen from somebody.
Right.
Like, the one thing that everybody knows him as was stolen. Like, I was listening to a podcast recently. The only person that you really can't do, like, because everybody's respected it, Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Nobody's even used the word macho.
The only person that did was Jay Lethal, and he got permission from Randy Savage to do it.
Yeah, like, everybody steals in professional wrestling.
Actually, no. There was a wrestler. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was literally named the Macho Warrior Rick Hogan. I shit you not. That is an actual wrestler.
I know, because I always forget about him until you mention him.
Because
you are literally
Rick Hogan.
The only person who ever brings him up. Probably ever.
Because he would do the Macho Man's voice. And he'd be like, oh, yeah. And then he would completely switch to Hogan's voice for no reason. And he was the champion of the promotion he was in.
That he owned? Because
he owned.
Looking at this guy, he didn't look like he had that kind of money.
Where was he from?
I actually don't know. I need to do some Death research Valley? On the Macho Warrior Rick Hogan. By the way, Becky Lynch, when asked about it, Mark Raimondi, which is somebody, said that he asked her, and her reply was, all I can say about Rick is I like Rick. He's been a good friend to me over the years. We'll see what happens with that. Which is about the best answer you can
give.
Yeah,
that's...
And I fully expected her to give a much more harsh answer, because she's been very in character in her replies on stuff lately.
Mm-hmm. But this is an actual lawsuit?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't really... you really can't comment on ongoing litigation a lot of time. Like, that's part of it.
And apparently, Ric Flair has flat out said, I'm doing this for the money because I want to support my family. He's flat out basically said that no one helped me when I was in the hospital recovering except my wife. So I want to make sure they're taken care of. So I'm doing this. I told Triple H I was going to do it. Like he said, they love me, but they don't respect me.
Yeah. It's not like you couldn't sell the,
I mean, best case scenario for him is like he gets a settlement. Because I don't think he's probably just trying to get a settlement to where he agrees to let them use the man and they cut him a check that he gets like a third of.
Yeah.
Oh, he's been married way more than three times.
Also, last thing, and then we can go. The first episode of NXT's 2-hour USA premiere is next Wednesday, the 18th. So, worth mentioning for people listening. Because tonight was the last, and then you will be able to catch it on the network the following night.
Oh, I guess I'll have to DVR
on Thursday.
There's no way I'm gonna be able to watch it on Wednesdays. I have homework due tonight.
Stupid.
Well, in that case, everyone should just go to facebook.com/podzilla1985.
Oh, hit those links.
Twitter.com/podzilla1985. If you want to, where do you fall in on the, you know, the debate we had earlier of the,
receipts in wrestling?
Yeah, where do you fall on receipts in wrestling? Let us know. Facebook.com/podzilla1985, twitter.com/podzilla1985, and then patreon.com/podzilla1985. $1, you get all of the pre-shows for the entire month, all of the back pre-shows for the months before, so all of the inside jokes that we bring onto the main shows that you're like, what in the hell are they talking about?
And why is it so funny?
Now you can know, and you can laugh with us. Instead of at us.
For the record, you can't hit me with the, well, you've never been in the ring, so you can't talk about it. I have, twice. Technically, that qualifies me, and technically is the best kind of right.
It's true.
All right, Dalton takes out here.
Later.
See you in hell.